Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with Bill Kilgour and John Redmond on Rock Sport Radio.
Sweet, and love is like oxygen. I think after John's done the player movement this week, he'll need some of that oxygen, eh? John, what do you think?
I would think so, Bill, especially the amount of movement that's happened last week between management and players, but that's for later on.
Good evening, it's 8 o'clock, it's Friday night, so it's time for Just the Juniors here on Rock Sport Radio, where we dedicate a full hour to the juniors. I'm Bill Kilgour, and he is
John Redmond.
And together we will bring you the news, views and issues that surround junior football in the next hour. John, how are you tonight?
I'm well, Bill, yes. I just got recovered from a defeat last Saturday in Cumnock, so...
Well, you've been reading my script.
Oh, no, I don't really know.
I was going to ask you, have you recovered from your defeat?
I have, just about, aye. That's what happens when you sell a good goalkeeper to a different club. It comes back and haunts you.
Is that how we've getting the audio this week?
I apologise, Big Peter's listening. I had to delete it after he slighted me for selling them.
Some man. Who you got tomorrow?
Peter's Hill tomorrow.
Oh,
doing it, Trune.
Another defeat. Move on. So, as you know, John, we've always got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the results. We're going to talk about future fixtures. We'll also maybe touch on the pyramid because we're a wee bit busy going there as well. And as well as anything else that crops up after we speak to our guest, as well as the player movement and manager movement. I believe we've got some management movement too this week.
A couple of movements, management, yes.
Good.
So.
Well, John, let's introduce our guest.
Well, Bill, tonight our guest is a legend at the club he managed and played for Les Mahigo for 8 seasons.
Legend, is that what you call him?
Legend, I thought he was going to be. He then went to Cumnock for 7, moving on to Atlantic United for a season and a half before joining Shotts Bon Accord. He then moved into management as assistant manager to Sandy Robertson before taking the reins himself in 2011. His manager, Les Mahigo, is, of course, Rab Irvine. Good evening, Rab. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me.
First, let me congratulate you on getting to the cup final, Paul. That's a tremendous achievement.
It's a great achievement for a provincial club like Les Mahigo. I know a lot of the committee there, the older boys, and they never ever thought they'd see Les Mahigo get into a final again, so we've managed to do it and we'll go and enjoy the occasion.
Good. How's the town reacted to it?
The town's reacted brilliantly. I was there when we got to the Junior Cup final, and obviously the League Cup final's a bit a step down for the Junior Cup final, but
it's still a final, right?
Aye, of course it is, and we'll treat it the same way. We'll play the same way as we did back then, and there's a lot of interest, so we'll have a good support doing it, Paul, that day.
There's been a lot of talk about the venue you mentioned, Paul. Are you quite happy? Is that, Paul, yourselves?
I've said to other papers that it doesn't matter to me where the final gets played. We would have went anywhere and played it. To be at Pollock against probably the best team in junior football against Auchinleck. I've got some young boys in the team that will love that occasion. And I've got some old experienced boys that have been about the block, and they'll enjoy it just as much as the young boys.
You've been an ex-Cumnock man, you'd like to put another one as well, Dave.
Well, I'll get my...
It's always in the veins, isn't it? It's always in the blood.
I'll get my usual welcome for the Talbot supporters, but I always loved it. I love going to Beechwood, I love playing them at Cumnock. It didn't matter where you played Talbot, you always knew you were getting a great atmosphere and a great game.
Yeah, it's a tough game to play against Cumnock, Talbot, Rob. It didn't matter who you're playing.
Absolutely.
But,
you know. I used to love going out to Beechwood. When you got home advantage against the Talbot at Toonhead, you maybe go to it a wee bit easier, but when you went to Talbot and your backs to the wall again, especially right. When they were facing down to their dressing room, you felt as if they had 14, 15 players at times.
Yeah, that's it.
If you're playing junior football, you want to play against the best, and we'll look forward to that occasion.
You said you've got experienced players in your team as well. You know, some of the boys that played with Wishes, they actually beat Auchinleck in the West of Scotland Cup.
I've actually mentioned that before, Bill. John McStay, Paul Woodlock, Scott Faulkner.
Sandy Thompson.
They boys, unfortunately, Sandy's cup tied that for the final.
Aye.
But Scott Faulkner, McStay, Woodlock, they've played against Talbot and beat the Talbot. So that experience alone will help us in the build-up to it, and hopefully we'll get off of them what we're expecting, along with the young boys in the team.
It's a one-off game, so there's no pressure as a league. It's a one-off game. Just go there and get your all. Is that your plan?
That's what we'll do. Nobody gave us a chance against Peters Hill in the semi-final.
Right, yeah.
And then we're winning 3-0 at half-time, and I said to the boys at half-time, semi-final against Peters Hill, you're not supposed to be winning 3-0. Mm-hmm. And went out in the second half, and although they scored a penalty, we limited their chances to a minimum, and the result against Peters Hill, we deserved it.
Yeah.
We deserved the win against Peters Hill, and it sets us up nicely for a crack at the Talbot.
Oh, you're right, Rob, because you've done the hard bit, you've got to the final. That's a hard bit getting there.
I said to the boys before the Peters Hill game, this is the hardest game, nobody wants to get beaten a semi-final, because it really puts you in a downer, a semi-final.
I can vouch for that.
We will prepare the best we possible. We've told the players that we'll train, we'll have a light session on the Saturday before the Sunday. We'll meet up on the Sunday morning. We'll have a wee bite to eat. We'll travel to the game. We'll do everything right. The committee have backed us in what we're wanting to do. So we'll do everything right, and who knows what can happen on the day.
Have you found it hard in league games trying to keep the players focused on the league? Obviously, we've won eye in the cup final.
We've drilled it into them that even last week when we played New Mains, it was like, after the Peters Hill game, you're on a high, and then we went and played Thornywood, and Thornywood hadn't won a game, and we showed Thornywood every respect because I knew that was going to be a difficult game, coming for a high to a league game. And the boys, we didn't play well at Thornywood, but we ground out a 3-2 result, which was a great 3 points for them, considering what had happened in midweek.
And going back to the game, even Talbot watched, again, no bother Talbot, you just want to beat yourselves?
We'll have Talbot watched. Don't get me wrong, with social media and things like that, you see plenty of videos and that, but we'll have Talbot watched, and along we play Aberdeen Sunnybank in the Cup, and we'll have them watched tomorrow as well. So we do our homework, we do everything the best we possibly can. That's how I was brought up in junior football, to do your homework and give teams the respect they're due, then hopefully on the day you go and beat them.
You took care for Sandy Roberts when you went in there at first. Sandy's a character, and I think he's still your best mate, is he?
Sandy's my best mate, without a doubt. We go golfing every year abroad. I speak to Sandy near enough on a daily basis. And Sandy gave me an opportunity at Lismahague that I didn't really think I would go. When he got the manager's job, and he phoned me up, he says, Rob, I've got the manager's job, you coming with me? And that was it. He didn't need to ask me twice. Mm. And we got there, and we got fairly successful. Sandy got us to our best position, was seventh in the Super First. And I knew Sandy's time had come to the end. He'd one or two health problems, and he was getting frustrated because we weren't getting the quality players that we hoped for. And Sandy decided to take a step back.
I remember interviewing Sandy after a game, doing it to Creekhead Park, and he was fuming because he got beat 3-0. Is he still the same kind of guy that he beats at golf?
Aye, if he misses a two-footer, which happens quite regular. he's got a short fuse, but I love Sandy Bits.
He was great for me, he helped me out tremendously. Aye. Anytime I wanted an interview, whether I phoned him or whatever, he was always there for me. But you have started really well this season as well. You've got a player like John McStay who's scored 14 goals this season so far, but it's not just that, other players are chipping in as well.
Other players are chipping in. I've got two young boys for the amateur ranks, Gary Nicholson and Kyle Weir, who have been absolutely outstanding for me. But I've got a back line, I've got Big Neely Schoenville in, who Big Neely's probably his best days are behind him, but he's been excellent for me. He just goes and headers a ball, gets it out of the area, clears it. Scott Faulkner, enthusiasm rubs off in the young boys. I've got Johnny McStay, who I've signed Johnny three times.
That's right, aye.
Because I love the way Johnny plays football. He's a handful. Defenders don't like him.
John doesn't even care what he's going to go himself, so how can the defenders follow him?
No, he doesn't. And
that's what makes him dangerous.
John will be the first one to admit he's not played well over a period of time, but this season, but he'll, the games can be going nowhere, and Johnny will score you a goal at nothing. Aye. And that's what we've been lacking in recent seasons.
So who you got tomorrow?
We go to Vale of Leven.
Tough game,
which will
there.
Be tough. Aye. It's all traditionally Vale of Leven has always been a tough game for Lismahague for some reason. We always find it tough doing. I remember going down there years ago. We're winning 5-0 at half time, and we struggled to win 5-4.
Aye.
So we'll get it drilled into the boys that we need to pick up 3 points tomorrow, mm-hmm. because we need to keep in touch with your Lanarks and Ashfields and Vale of Leven at the top of that league.
Right, well now I ask the fans to give me some questions for you, Rob. Uh-huh. They're usually quite good, so you can decide yourself what you're going to say. Right. One of the questions was, what's your target for this year, Rob, apart from winning the final on Sunday the 14th at Newlands Field?
The target was always to get back out of this league. Aye. That was the target. Mm-hmm. We had a bad season, a really bad season last year. And myself and David Jackson, there's many a times we wondered whether we'd have a job this year or not. And to be honest with you, we should probably have just went with the team. But the committee, I said, if you want me to stay, I'll stay and I'll build another team. But it is a building job. Mm-hmm. And whatever myself and David put to the committee regarding players, signing targets, they were 100% behind it. So it's a great start to the season, and although the players take the credit for that, mm-hmm. the committee have got to take a lot of credit for it as well, because they backed us financially to go and get the players.
I'm a big ask for you, Rob, because it's a difficult league. I mean, Ashfield are coming back to a good side. Lanark United are back to what they used to be. And yourselves are in there, Carluke, Carross, nothing about it. It's a different league.
I've never been in an easy league in the juniors yet, John. Ken, it doesn't matter what league you're in. I've played in the second division in Ayrshire. I've played in the first division in Ayrshire at the time. I've played in the Premier in the Central. And it's tough leagues. And even this, arguably this is probably the toughest league because there's maybe no a great deal between the teams, yep. And everybody's scrapping to get it. Nobody wants to be in it, so everybody's scrapping.
And everybody can beat each other as well, because when we were in Wishy was doing there, I can tell you, it's dog eat dog down there, and it's all the same yet.
That's what I am. Right. I keep saying to the players, whoever rolls their sleeves up the furthest will probably win the game.
Right. Another question is, will you bring any more players in throughout the season, or are you happy with the squad you've got?
I'm always looking, Bill, that's part and parcel of my job. I've got to try and better. If I see I'd had two goalkeepers and Sandy mm-hmm. Thompson became available, and I just couldn't turn down the opportunity to get Sandy because he's a quality goalkeeper.
Aye.
So at this moment in time, I've got three goalkeepers, and obviously only one can play, so I kind of keep them all happy.
Right.
I'm always on the lookout for players.
And finally, one here is, do you think you can take the club back up the leagues? You get the fight left in you, take them back up the leagues.
I've got the fight in me. If I can see the players that's sitting in my dressing room, if I can see they've got the drive and the desire to go and do well, which I've got this year. I didn't have last year.
Aye.
I didn't have last year. Hence the reason I've went and got 13, 14 players along with the boys that have been loyal to me, and I've kept Darren Lygate, Stevie Clark, Jordan Whitefield for last year, and that's about the three I've kept, Johnny Ball. But as long as I can see the drive and the desire in players, because junior football, to me, it's changed a wee bit with players' attitudes and things like that.
Of course
that.
It has, yeah.
But I've got boys in there that are doing well for me just now, and I've no doubt they could compete. And your McStays and that of this world that I've mentioned, they've come down for the Super First, so they're merely capable of playing at a higher level, and I just appreciate that. When we asked them to come back to the club, they agreed.
Yep. No, that's good. Thanks very much for that.
Just
Ralph.
Before you go, just one more thing. You're 7 years at Cumnock, your wee manager, wee Billy, right? A fantastic manager in his time, wasn't he, wee Philly Vess? He must be pleased now to be seeing like yourself, Sandy Roberts, and yourself, Big Sinky, all his ex-players going into management.
Well, I still speak to Billy on a regular basis. I can go back 30 years and players speak so highly of Billy, mm-hmm. and it's never waned over the years.
No,
definitely
and,
not.
And I still speak to him. I go and meet him, I sit in his house, have a cup of tea with him, and his enthusiasm for the juniors and what he'd done for Lismahago juniors. I never ever thought in my wildest dreams I'd see Lismahago juniors getting to a junior cup final. And we played Whitburn at Falkirk, and we were drawn 2-2, and Oney Waters, who scored the best goal for me, was the best goal the guy ever scored, was against Whitburn to win 3-2, and we got to the Junior Cup final that night. And that was all down to how Billy managed the club, how he managed the players he brought in. Unfortunately, we got beat in the final, but it sent us on a good run to go and win the Premier League and all the other trophies that we're asking. And then Billy was about to took us to Cumnock as well, and we got success down there as well.
I have great respect for him, because I think he's the only man that gets more abuse at Auckland Light than I get. So, Billy gets some abuse down there.
Well, the nickname from Danny
LaRue.
and we're coming out we beat Colwinning down at Somerset one night, and Billy's still got it. He's got the Cumnock supporters presenting him with a Cumnock shirt and a big 40 Danny LaRue in the back.
Brilliant.
And Billy, that's when you're talking about characters in junior football, Billy was one of the big characters. Mm-hmm. And I think as much as the Talbot supporters shout at him, Billy loved that.
Them,
Billy
mm-hmm.
loved
they
that.
They respect him all the time.
They still do.
I was going to say, Billy would have been more joy going to Kilburn than John did.
Oh,
Kilburn fans hate him. They honestly don't know why.
I don't know why at all. They don't seem to like me. But anyway.
Thanks very much for that, and now I will come back to you in a few minutes. John, you've got player movement just now?
Yes, we've got player movement, management movement. Last week we started off with committee movement with Cambus Lang Rangers appointing our new chairman. This week we're going to managers, and down at Darvel, Graham Neal resigned after Saturday's defeat to Atherley, Bill.
Aye.
Graham was finding it hard. And
did you find anything out about it, John? Because there was a lot of talk, there was a lot of pressure coming for the chairman at the time. You know, whether it's true or not, I don't know.
That's easy to say, but they have made a lot of big signings, and maybe Graham's been involved in the game a lot, for United Youth and that, and he knows the game, and you know yourself, it's not working out where you should be there and move on.
Right.
So Graham's aside, for his own benefit and for Darvel's benefit, it's time to move on. So the East Coast Kennedy Star Hearts, they also lost their manager Craig Johnston on Saturday.
Aye.
After a poor run of results, Craig decided to They're footing, sitting at the bottom of the table, no points. So I'm not sure whether it's Craig's choice or it's the committee's choice. But
well, as far as the papers and that were concerned, it was Craig's choice Craig's to go. They've played five games, lost the five of them. They're sitting at the bottom of the league with no points. And in that league, you've got to get after winning and start. And he thought it was time to move on. That was the team I'm going to be following in the road to the final. But unfortunately, because of my health situation, I won't be doing that. But we'll try and get the chairman or the new manager on the phone before the game on the Friday night. We'll have a chat with him about that. But
you're speaking there about teams at the bottom of the league, moving into player movement. Cooper Angus, who are sitting bottom, they've been very busy in the transfer market recently.
Right.
They've signed a midfield Florin Duro, also a forward Claudia Tranca. They call him George. They want to call him George. And a defender Darren Spence and midfielder Conor Doyle. So they've made big moves in the transfer to try and.
If I'm right, it was about 3 weeks ago they signed another three players or something. They've been busy in the transfer market.
So I don't know whether somebody's been in France or all or what they've been with.
a
few players. Mary Hill player Michael Brown, he's left the club to go back and play amateur, while Chris Agnew also left the club by mutual consent, so they've left Mary Hill to go back.
Right.
Down in Ayrshire, Whitlands Vicks have signed former Glenafton and Ardrossan player Bobby Collington. That's a great addition.
I don't know that boy.
Good. Everyone Vicks as well. Great addition to Whitlands Vicks. He'll score goals for them, Still down at Girvan, they've signed Callum McDade from Maybole. Now that's Girvan's 12th signing in 2 weeks since the management team. And so obviously there's some people got to go, and striker Darren Beard, he's left to go back and play amateur football. Royal Albert, they've signed striker Stevie Seaton on loan for Ross Vale. They've also secured the service of Lawrence Jeffrey, who spells with Sport, EDU Sport and Carlow Rovers. So Royal Albert's been doing well this season.
Well, they won that division last year, Rob, and as you know, and they came up and they've started off not too bad as well, you know, which is good for wee Jamie Nisbet, considering that's his first management job.
The Royal Albert story is something that is absolutely brilliant for junior football, and even for Peter Higgins.
Peter
Higgins, who's been a committee man for day one. And when I seen
when they were founded,
lovely for Peter. And the look on it, I seen the video for when they actually gained promotion, and the emotion in Peter's face, that years of hard work going into it, and Jamie just for what he does on a very limited budget.
Let me just quickly tell you, we had Jamie on the Friday night, and it was the last game against Gard Cairn. They weren't playing, it was Johnstonborough. And Johnstonborough had to win to allow Jamie to tell me, and they asked me for my prediction, you know, and I says, "Oh, sorry, Jamie, but I think Gard Cairn's going to take it out of the park, because Johnstonborough at that time were down near the bottom of the league." And as soon as they won on the Saturday night, the first text that came through was, "Wee Peter, I'm not going with your predictions again."
Brilliant.
He's brilliant. He's a great guy, Peter. So he is.
It's great for the Albert. And of course, they're really holding their own in that league as well. So long may it continue.
Darren Jones, he's left Renfrew to join Irvine Meadow in a permanent deal as well, Bill. And finally, Cambuslang Rangers, they've signed former Queen's Park and Blantyre Vicks forward David Galt. They've also signed defender Jordan McMillan, who's with Rangers and Clyde. Now, I think Jordan McMillan played a couple of games with trial with Cumnock, so that's a good signing for Cambuslang.
And David Galt, he played with Blantyre, didn't he?
Yeah, he was ex-Blantyre forward. A couple of good signings there for Cambuslang Rangers, who I've made good signings this season, I must admit.
Well, that's good. Listen, we'll be back after this short break.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with Bill Kilgour and John Redmond on Rock Sport Radio.
Welcome back to Just the Juniors with me, Bill Kilgour, and of course John Redmond. We're talking to the one and only Rob Irvine of Lismahago. Thanks very much for coming in, Rob. Let's have a quick look at last week's results in the West Region, John. We'll go with the Premiership.
Okay.
Cumnock 1, Troon 0. We'll start with that one, because you tell me you were the better team.
First half, yes, by a country mile, we're the better team, but we come up against a good goalkeeper, Ali Semple, who had made three or four fantastic saves, kept them into it. And as always happens, Cumnock are always dangerous from the breakaway, and Paul Burns managed to ghost in behind their defence, and 10 minutes to half time gave them the lead. In the second half, it was just Pizzy pizzy end to end stuff. Good football for both sides. On, I've got to say, it's a good surface. They're 4G. I don't know if you've been on it, Rob, but it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And some good football's played on it by both sides, but we just couldn't get the goal back to at least get a point. But
and you said you sell Semple to
I did interview Peter after the game, and obviously there's no audio tonight because Peter did thank me for selling him, so I thought it was only mannerly of me to delete the interview. So
in other words, you press the wrong button.
No, but it has happened. They come back and haunt us. A great goalkeeper on his days, Ali Temple.
Right, Rab, Glen Afton, nil, Clydebank 2. Kieran McInnesby has got Clydebank playing, and Southie will be disappointed with
that. Yeah, I was a wee bit surprised at that result, to be honest. Yeah, Glen Afton been doing well, and they'd be looking to pick up 3 points at
home.
Aye, so it's a great 3 points for Clydebank away from home.
Aye, and you're looking, John, at Hurlford 4, Cambuslang 0. They're on some run, Hurlford.
Oh, they're on some run.
Darren's cock a hoop with that, as you know.
I mean, that's 7 out of 7, 21 points. Yeah. To beat Cambuslang before 0, that's a fantastic result, because we're talking about Cambuslang getting players in, and they've already got a good squad about them. We played Hurlford a couple of weeks ago, and it finished 2-1, but as Centre Ab both here before going, it should be 4 or 5. And in the second half, Hurlford really dominated the game at the post 2 or 3 times. So it didn't surprise me. They beat Cambuslang. Beating them 4-0 did surprise me, Bill.
Kilburnie Lade side 1, Kirton Tulloch, Rob Roy 0. Maxey was struggling at the start of the season, but they had a good result against Pollock last week.
They did a good result at Pollock as well. So, but Kilburnie is always a tough place to go to.
Budge's got them playing too bad, even though his results have not been too great. But he's got them playing fat, but I like that. You know, get the ball down and play. Okay, Petersill 1, Largs 4, John.
Well, Largs are starting fire this season. They've just come up there and they're doing well. They've got some good results. They go to Peters Hill. I know Peters Hill are struggling there at the start of the season. They did get their victory the week before, so they've been confident. But to go up there and win 4-1 at Peters Hill is a fantastic result. And we are, and they'll be delighted. He's built a good squad there. Boy, Matt Miller in the middle of the park, he's a class act.
Pollock 1, Auchinleck 2. Now, did you have somebody watching that game?
I didn't, but when you see results like that, I know it's even Pollock at Newlands Field and it's a tough nut to crack, but you can never write Talbot off whether at home or away. And to be honest, it's not a great surprise that the Talbot can turn them over.
Did Pollock not go in front of that one, John?
No, they were 2-0 down. 2-0 down.
Okay, John, Renfrew 5, Irvine Meadow 1. Irvine have got their troubles to seek, if they know.
Big trouble down there, Irvine, down at Meadow Park. Big Brian, I think, is getting all sorts of abuse, but it's nothing he can't take. He's had it all before. But I mean, that was Renfrew's first victory as well, so to win 5-1 was good for them. But Irvine Meadow will really have to start getting points on the table, or they'll start getting detached above that division very quickly.
Let's get into the Championship. Atherley 4, Darvel 2. Rab?
My big pal Sinkey, good result for them, because Darvel has been doing well of late. And it's a good victory for them.
And that's when the Darvel manager Neil Graham chucked it after that game. But they're really struggling, you know. They're third bottom now, John.
Yes, they haven't had a victory this season, and the players that they've signed this season, that shouldn't be happening down at Darvel. They've got a lot of good players with them. Right. Alan Jenkins, the extraordinary and Morton player, he's in there as well. So it'll be interesting to see who gets the job, because there's all sorts of names getting branded about. I was hearing somebody saying there's 6 or 7 applications in the Saturday night after Graham Neil, or Noddy as I know him by, resigned.
Well, that's good. And Sinkey's turned the Atherley around about, considering what they were late last season.
Well, he's more or less went in there and built a new team, and it's a very difficult league to take an established team and play it. So to build a team the way he's done it, and to be where they are mid-table holding their own, so fair play to think he's done it again.
He did well at Larkhall as well, didn't he? He was doing well, just circumstances last season.
He worked wonders at Larkhall on a shoestring budget. And the good thing about it, he managed to keep his team together for 5, 6, maybe even 7 years. And they were good players, and they stuck by Sinkey, and he stuck by them, and they brought fairly success to Larkhall. And it's not a great surprise to see what he's doing at Atherley either.
Not at all.
John, Benburb 7, Irvine Vicks 2.
Well, Ben seemed to win a team to beat this season. They've started there great. 7 played, 5 victories, 1 defeat and 1 draw. Lovering boy will be loving it down there. Frankie, he'll be in at the swagger. He'll be loving it on a Saturday now. The results are going his way. But Irvine Vicks, it started the season quite well, scoring goals, but in the last 2 or 3 weeks they just fell away to nothing. I know Brian's got a few young Air United boys out there, so maybe just to kind of get them every week. I'm not sure the same boys coming up. But as it happens when you get loan players out.
Larkhall Thistle are struggling here. Cumbernauld United 1, Larkhall Thistle. Cumbernauld United 7, Larkhall Thistle 1, Rab.
It's not a great surprise when you see that result. I've got every sympathy for Larkhall Thistle. They lost a full team. And it's very difficult for Derek and Brian to, as I say, the same for Sinkey, to build a team at Atherley. They're holding their own. To bring to for Larkhaw to bring in young boys to compete in that league. I doubt it if it's going to happen. It's a rebuilding job and start again sometime.
You can't bring young boys in that league, especially because that's seasoned junior players and their experience.
If the financial side is limited, then it'll be a start again job for Larkhaw, and hopefully they come back, because I always love playing Larkhaw, a local derby for us. And Lismahago need a strong Larkhaw Thistle team.
Of course they do. Girvan 2, Killer Rovers 0, John.
Great start for Spank and Mick and Yule there down there. Right. That's their first point in the table, the 3 points there at home. So they can build on that tomorrow. They've got a hard game tomorrow. I think they're away to the rise. But as I said earlier on there, they've signed 12 players in the last 2 weeks, so there's certainly big changes happening down in Girvan.
Aye, well, that's aye. Neilston 0, Rossvale 0. That was a surprise, that one, was it? No, Ram, considering that Neilston were on fire and, you know.
Neilston, a hard team to beat at home, but to be honest, that to me, on the outside looking in, Neilston and Rossvale, that could either go 0-0 or 3-3, because we played both teams last year and I thought both teams were excellent.
Oh, excellent.
Rossvale up at Hunter's Hill on that 3G really turned us over twice. We played them in the league and the cup and they beat us twice. We played Neilston twice. We played them in the infamous game that finished after 36
minutes.
And then we had to play them in the replay. So two good teams, and it looks as if they've just cancelled one another.
Rutherglen Cairn 8, Kilsyth 1, John. What a result that is.
Well, I wasn't expecting that result.
You're expecting Glencairn to win it.
I was expecting them to win it, but nobody 8-1. I mean, Glencairn looks early doors as if they're the team to beat in that division this season.
Which is
good. They deserve a bit of success because they've always been a bridesmaid in that league for the last 2 or 3 seasons. So it's good for the boys to.
And you know, Willie Harvey's got them up there now.
Great guy, Willie.
Hopefully, can keep them all that way right to the end of the season.
Yep.
Right. We've got St Rocks 0, Craigmark 2, Rab. St Rocks fell away, hadn't they?
What's happening there? I've seen St Rocks last year. They're a great squad of players. They got promotion. But don't get me wrong, great result for Craigmark.
Down to
Garden Gard, because that is one tough place to go.
You better believe it, especially that crowd now. You've got a big crowd going there.
Well, they certainly get behind their team. And if you can go to St Rocks and keep the crowd quiet, you could be on to a winner. Craigmark's done it.
Whitelets John 2, Dalryan Thistle 0. There was Big George in the dugout, because I seen him with the walking stick the other day in social media.
I know, he's not in the dugout yet. I was speaking to the big man the other day there, so he was down at training. He had the walking stick with him, but he's some man, but they're doing well.
I never noticed his waistcoat. Did he not have it on?
I think he says that for match days. I think it's match day waistcoat, that is. It's
but it's a good result for him.
Fantastic result. They've got two strikers there on Fires, and the boy Adam Forsyth, who is scoring. He'll be running for the Golden Boot quite soon in the season. He's back there, and the boy Graham Barber up front. So, good players.
Guys, let's get back to the juniors then. In League One, we're talking Belsall 1, Rab, Argos and Winton Rovers 2. Belsall are up and down. They can't seem to get a wee consistent run going.
But they're then. They probably kind of get a wee bit of consistent run, but they've just come up. Mm-hmm. So they'll just be looking to consolidate in that league.
Yeah.
And it's probably a disappointing result for the boys to lose at home, but it's still early days.
Oh, it certainly is early days. John, Blantyre 5, Port Glasgow 2.
Once again, it's a surprise scoreline, but two teams that before the game started pretty even in that division. So it now puts Blantyre 3 points in front of Port Glasgow with that very good victory. So Blantyre, I think, has made one or two signings. Do they come and move up that league this season? They could be challenging at the top end as well.
Well, you just don't know that. This is a result that actually threw me a wee bit in a cinder. Mm-hmm. Gart Cairn, who have been on fire, Rab, 2, Greenock 2. Greenock are sitting third in the table. Gart Cairn hold on to the top spot, though, because they've, started on fire.
A tough game, but I'm quite sure Jamie will be disappointed to drop 2 points at home.
Aye.
Because they really have started, as you say, on fire, and they're sitting at the top 17 points, but that's football.
If you start
off a good run, you're not going to get through the league's undefeated.
No.
So, but Jamie will be disappointed. He's dropped 2 points home, but I'm quite sure they'll bounce
back
for
that. And then you've got Maryhill 1, John Shorts Bonacord 7.
Oh, well, good convincing victory for Big John there at Maryhill. Maryhill are struggling, obviously, we know. Yeah. They're another team that's rebuilding this season, and it's a difficult league that to go into as well, to try and rebuild and bring under 21s and under 19 boys through. But Big John delighted, I'm quite sure, going away from home against Embry and scoring 7 goals and puts them back in contention. That's only 4 points behind Gart Cairn at the top of the division now. So.
And Alan Kelly, he's the manager of Maryhill, he was on social media this week asking the fans to be patient, because he says it is a building job.
Yeah,
could take two or three seasons before they can see the team back up there.
Yep.
And he's asking for that patience. So that means he's going to be thinking that he needs that extra time.
Good to hear that, Bill.
Of course it is.
I hope he gets that time as well. Yep. And I hope the fans do listen to him.
Rob, we spoke about Royal Albert, but they get beat 1-0 against East Kilbride.
We played East Kilbride in the quarterfinals of the League Cup.
Uh-huh.
And East Kilbride were excellent. East Kilbride played us off the park the first half. We come a wee bit more into it in the second half. Jamie at Royal Albert said before, I'd say if Jamie consolidates the Royal Albert in this league this year and they're still playing there next year, that's a tremendous achievement for the boys
Albert,
there.
Shettleson 1, John Maybole 1. Carl will be happy getting a result there, a wee draw there, because he's been getting stick right, left and centre, hasn't he?
He's had a lot of sticks since their 14-0 victory, etc. But he's good, he's in there now, he's stayed the ship, and he's offloaded one or two players and made one or two signings. So Carlo works hard in the background for Maybole, and he doesn't deserve stick he gets half the time, but Shettleson, to go to Shettleson is a very difficult place to go to any time. So if the young boys and they go up there and they handle atmosphere at Shettleson, they can handle atmosphere in most places. So he'll be delighted going up there and getting a point.
Rob, Wishy 2, Port Glasgow 2. The game was abandoned after 2-2 because of serious injury. And then on social media it was all, and the manager was this, and this happened and that happened, and it all sort of kicked off. But I spoke to the secretary after it, and he says really it wasn't as bad as everybody was made out to be.
I'm a wee bit old school when it comes to these injuries. See if it's quite visible that it's a serious head knock.
Aye.
And you've got to watch what you're doing these days.
Yep.
But I think it was a ligament injury.
Yes, it was. It looked as if it was a broken leg according to the physio. But
aye, and you've I know your health and safety. You've got to watch what you're doing.
Of course, aye.
In other days, the game would get finished anyway.
Right.
But the 2-2, and you know, but something about 15 minutes to go, you think you would get the boy on a stretcher, get him off, and get the game carried on, you know. But it didn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
John, the last one here is Joker 4, Lugar Boswell 1.
Great result for Joker, because they've really been struggling. They had a poor start this season, but we spoke about Lugar a few weeks back there, Bill, and they're the same as
young boys, 18-19 year olds that's in there.
And Mega down there, he's doing the secretary's job, the manager's job, and everything. So it's a hard ask on them. But it's once again, it's like keeping these clubs alive, and hope that continues to happen.
Well, let's get into your favourite league then, Rab. Anbank 1, Villa Clyde 1. Mark Mackay there, he's doing all right. It's his first season in junior football.
He's doing all right. Villa Clyde came up to Lismigo about 3-4 weeks ago, and they turned us over and they beat us 3-2. I'm not sure, I might be wrong, but I don't think he's had a victory since. He's got a lot of players down there, and he's just kind of learning the ropes as far as the junior side of management's concerned. But he'll be fine.
He'll be fine there. John, Ashfield 2, Thornwood 1. Cotter, he's got a big job in his own there, as you know.
He's got a big job in his hands, still looking for a first win. But to go to the Ashfield 2, I could say this season and only lose by odd goal in 3, I can give him confidence. If he can get back onto the training ground this week and work on the things that happen, Cotter's there, he can turn around about.
But what I say to Rab before it, you know, you picked up the paper when Wishy started first, you picked up the paper, and your secretary say, oh, the boys didn't play bad, they only get beat 2-1 or something like that. But a neutral picking up the paper, Thornley would get beat again, they must be rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that then goes on to the park as well, because the players get to know about that day, and I think that got a lot to do with it. So he's definitely a big job in his son, I think. You know, right, okay, let's look at Carluk Rovers 5, Ardeer Thistle 0, Rob.
Yeah, we've played Carluk in that cup tie at the start of the season, and I think we beat them 5-0. We played Ardeer, and we were very fortunate doing it at Ardeer. So that result maybe surprised me a wee bit. Maybe no the Carluk winning, but the margin of the score. Don't get me wrong, if Kerluk's playing and Mark Weir's playing and he's playing well, he makes some tick. There's no doubt about that.
He's some player. He's been a loyal servant to him.
Mark has been a tremendous junior for a lot. He's played senior as well, but he's been a tremendous junior for the best part of 20 years now.
That's right.
And he will make them tick. Ardeer, We were fortunate. We were getting beat 2-1 with 3 minutes to go, and Big McStay pops up with 2 goals.
Aye.
So we get out of jail doing it hard there. So,
and every time you speak to Mark, this is his last season, but then he goes another year.
Great, right,
he's got one of the best left foot pegs.
Oh, it's a sweet
foot,
peg,
honestly.
Isn't it? Yeah, yes, without a doubt. You notice what I've done here, Rob? I'm not gave you this one. List me here go 9 and your men's 0, John.
Well, I did hear it was 8 breakaways and offside goal at the game, so I think it's one side of the scoreline, mate, so to be. No, fantastic result. Doesn't matter who you're playing to score 9 goals against any team.
You can only play the team that's put in front
exactly.
of you, to be honest.
And I thought a couple of weeks back there, and you mentioned maybe turn the corner a wee bit. I thought I was starting to get results, but obviously Rab's got the morals, just lays it into the boys, and when they're doing, he's hitting them and mere goals. But hey, that's the way to do it. You've got to get your strikers, when you've got a chance to score goals, you've got to go and score goals and
as
get confidence.
As I said earlier, and Rab will vouch for this, okay, big John McStay scored 14, but he's getting other players scoring goals as well, like Paul Woodlocks and mm-hmm. things like that. They're scoring goals, Rab. Mm-hmm. You agree
well,
with that?
Just,
that's what makes the team tick.
Yeah, just what John was saying there, half time we were winning 3-0, and it wasn't as convincing, but the first half hour was fairly even, but managed to get Shenong at half time. And David Jackson, my assistant, he laid into them because mm-hmm. we were missing chances. And mm-hmm. if you create chances, all right, if you're, no disrespect to New Mains, but winning 3-0, if you're missing chances, you maybe get away with it. But if you're playing, if we're going against the Talbot somewhere and we get a right good chance and we miss it, that can be the difference for
winning or losing.
Aye. And you can't afford to miss chances. So don't get me wrong, Big John scored 4 goals that game, and mm-hmm. I've got other boys, Woodlock, Matty Clark, who is a tremendous footballer. I've tried to sign Matty for about 3 years now, managed to get him, creates loads of chances for the strikers. Mm-hmm. And as I've young Gary Nicholson, I'm delighted to see him getting his goal because he really has been excellent for me so far this season.
Good. Muirkirk 2, John, 4th Wanderers 3.
Well, 4th are going sitting there, you know, mid-table, but yeah, Muirkirk, I think there's a lot of good players at Muirkirk this season. I've watched them earlier on this season, so I'm surprised that 4th went down there and defeated them at Muirkirk, because Muirkirk, a difficult place to go, the whole atmosphere about the place, mm-hmm. and you've got to create the atmosphere when you go down there. But for 4th to go down there and get a 3-2 victory, that's a fantastic result for 4th, and you take great credit for it.
Of course, aye. Solcoats, Stu, Johnson Borough, 0, Rob.
Really surprised at that result.
Yep. Aye, Johnson Borough are a good playing team this season.
I've not seen Solcoats playing, but I've seen the results, and we played Johnson Borough a couple of weeks ago, and we drew 2-2 with them. Some really nice players, nice young boys in their team, really good players, and surprised at that result. And they'll be disappointed we're going down there and not picking up 3 points.
Aye. The Ants, 0, Lanark 3, Lanark's on fire, John.
Oh, they're on fire. You just said, well, the wee striker they've got him there, he knows the way to go, so give him a chance and he can score the goals. But they'll be one of the teams that's up their challenge, along with Rab, Slice, Mahago, Ashfield, and Vale leaving this season. I think up the teams to kind of watch at the top of that division.
Let's go into the East region then, guys. We'll start with the East Super League. John, or Rab, Tayport 4, Falthouse 1. Now, John, big JC, John Connolly, he's struggling down there. I mean, he managed to keep the team afloat and all the rest of it last season, but he's got off to a bad start, isn't he?
I think with the job John's done, he's been in there, and I think it's his first managerial job in the juniors. You're looking to be realistic. You're looking just to consolidate in that league. Mm-hmm. And if he does that, well, to me, that's an achievement in his second season management, because there's no doubt that's a tough league. It's a tough league to be in.
The bookies had him 8-1 to win that league. I think that's maybe weighing on his mind a wee bit because of the price, you know, kind of thing. You know,
He shouldn't have looked too much at the bookies' odds and whatnot, but. John will be fine. Just the character and his enthusiasm for the game.
Oh, just carries him through.
Rob off in. He's only one good victory away for a decent run.
Aye, that's it. Carnoustie 1, Broughty Athletic 2.
Good result for Broughty. It keeps the pressure on Lockheed at the top of that division. Bill, run continues. Played 5-1-5, so to go to Carnoustie and get a 2-1 victory, they'll be delighted. It doesn't matter what the scoreline is, they get 3 points away from home and they're getting up there challenging.
Now, I know you don't know a lot about the East Region, Rab, but Forfar West End 6, Glenrothes is 0. You can see here that Glenrothes is sitting second bottom and Forfar are third. Yep. You'd expect a result, wouldn't you, Forfar?
Fair play to Forfar. I mean, that to me is 6-0 at Hames. You're doing something right if you're beating teams by 6 goals. And I remember when Glenrothes were one of the top teams up there, but it seems to be they're struggling a wee bit just now. But no, fair play. Good result for Forfar.
Yep. John, Kennaway Hearts starts 2, Whitburn 3. Now, we said at the start of the season Whitburn were getting beat on a regular basis, mm-hmm. and they were going to be the Whitburn boys this year, but they then brought in about 7 or 8 players. They've seemed to turn it around a wee bit.
Well, they've got a victory and they've had a couple of draws, so to get thrown into the top division at the last minute, it's a big ask to try and. So they'll be delighted if they can just consolidate their position in the other season, right. But we all know about Kennaway Starling. We spoke there about the manager, yeah. He left after the game on Saturday, mm-hmm. so they'll be looking forward to bring somebody else in. And I mean, Kennaway Star themselves are pretty new to the junior game. They're only 3 or 4 seasons in the junior league.
Five seasons.
So they're a pretty young team themselves to be competing on that Super League.
Aye. Rab, the league leaders of this league, yeah. Lochy United 5, Downfield 1. You would expect a result again, as I said, but Lochy, they're scoring goals.
Well, that's 5 out of 5, so 5 out of 5, and it'll be very difficult to beat at home. And, mm-hmm.
but 22-4 and 3 against.
They'll be difficult to beat away from him, so you're looking at Lochy, you know, and they're starting to. Lochy and Broughty are looking like they're going to be a bit detached at the top of that league, so it'll be a 2-horse race here, you'd think.
I think, aye. Thornton Hibs 3, Kerrymuir 2, John.
That's a big result for Thornton Hibs because there's a gap between themselves and to Kerrymuir. Mm-hmm. Kerrymuir now doing his third bottom with 4 points. Thornton Hibs now up to 9 points. So mm-hmm. if that game went their way, the gap was closed in Thornton Hibs, but now they're starting to move into fifth place, starting to consolidate themselves into mid league table. So mm-hmm. a good result. Good result for them.
Okay, Premier League North then. Lungcarty 3, Blairgowrie 0, Rab.
Yeah, no great surprise. Top of the table against 9th, so mm-hmm. 3-0 victory, fairly straightforward, you would think.
Yeah. Brighton City 7, Cooper Angus 4, John.
Well, we spoke there about.
That's a great result for a neutral, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's fantastic. But Cooper Angus have been losing goals for fun the last few weeks. But as we spoke about the signings, they've made a few signings this week. They've made a few a couple of weeks back there, so they're looking to tighten up things mm-hmm. now. And hopefully get a win on the board and start moving up the league because they're rooted there at the foot of that table.
Minus 38 already after 5 games.
So I don't know if any of these boys are goalkeepers or signed, but if I was a manager, we'd sign a couple of goalkeepers.
East Craigie 1, Dundee North End 2, Rab.
Yeah, I've played at East Craigie. Difficult, no the best of pitches. So
quite tight as well.
Quite tight, good result for Dundee North End. That's a kind of local derby.
Without a doubt. They're actually only something about half a mile between the two teams. Dundee Violet 2, Arbroath 2, John.
I think Dundee will be disappointed at because that's Arbroath's first point of the season, and to go up there and get 2 each draw against Dundee Violet was. They'll be delighted at that, but Dundee will be looking to win that game against Arbroath, who hadn't had a victory or a draw before that game.
Aye. Rab, Forfar Albion 1, Canoole 2.
Good result for Canoole, but Forfar's no points yet, mm-hmm. so I just feel it doesn't matter what level of junior football, and see if you go away from home and you pick up 3 points,
it's a good
3 points.
Aye, brilliant result. Aye. Lucky Harp, John 3, Scoon Thistle 1. Considering Scoon Thistle are only a wee bit of a roll, that seems stoked.
Well, that's right, that's an interesting result for myself because obviously we get Lucky Harp in the Scottish in a couple of weeks' time, and I've been watching the results, and they've scored goals. I mean, that's 23 goals after 5 games.
Aye, they're only low state though, they're tight at the back as well.
So good side, and as you say, Scoon were going well up to last week, so that's a great result for Lucky.
They actually, Scoon Thistle have dropped down 2 places. Mm-hmm. After that result, you know.
Yeah, hopefully, they keep celebrating for the next 2 weeks and they're drunk when they come to training.
Ah, he'll be fine. You get your boys drunk, they'll go out and play a blinder. Premier League South now, then. Rosyth 2, Lochgelly Albert 2, Rab. It's just one of the games, isn't it?
Yeah, Rosyth.
Considering they won 14-0 last week.
Yeah, that's. I was actually talking to the New Mains manager last week, and that's where New Mains go in the cup, Rosyth. So, draw, fair result.
Fair result. Armadale Thistle 1, West Calder 5. That was a local derby, and Derek Strickland.
Derek said last week.
He says we need to get a win. He thought he got a wee sneaky win there, but. It was some thing.
I'm glad I'm not in that dressing room at the end of that game last Saturday. I think Derek would be a few choice words to be said, I think.
Aye, maybe no say it in the Saturday, but he's probably said it training when they were all calmed down a bit. Him I'm talking about. Hart Hill Royal 0, Bathgate 0. Local derby in a sense, Rab.
It's a local derby, Bill, but I don't know what's happened at Bathgate. I don't know much. I'm not really into these juniors, but Bathgate, I mean, it's not so long ago they were playing junior cup finals and whatnot.
That's right, under Willie Hill.
A 0-0 draw at Hart Hill.
But Hart Hill were out for two seasons, aye, and this is their first time back in two seasons, and they seem to be doing alright at the minute.
It's a great wee set up. They've got to Hart Hill,
of course,
it sits up in the hill. It's a great wee set up. So fair play to Hart Hill.
Livingston 6, Stonyburn 2, John.
They were delighted. Livingston, that's them. They're still.
Keeps the pressure on the top.
It keeps the pressure. They still haven't lost a game so far. I don't care for three draws, but to get that victory and convincing as well, that'll give them confidence and they can keep moving up that league and hopefully get after Kirkcaldy and Pumpherson.
Lochor Welfare 3, Kirkcaldy YM 3. Now, Kirkcaldy last year were the Rabbitton Boys. They had a minus 157 goals last year. And look at them this year. They've got two new a manager in and they've turned it round about. They're doing really well, sitting second top there. You know, but you would have thought that they could have maybe got something at Lochor because they've been playing really well. But a draw, is that a fair result?
I would think a 3-3 draw away from home, considering what happened to them last year. Obviously they've rebuilt and they've got better players in and they're starting to look up again.
They're taking points after the teams round about the other ones at the top as well, so that keeps every other team doing their day. We're talking, John, Pumpherson 3 and Newborough 1.
Well, that sends out a message of intent for Pumpherson, because Newborough are sitting there mid-table, and a convincing result like that keeps Pumpherson's undefeated record going. Played 5, won 5, 4-16 against 4, so a good start for Pumpherson, a good part of Pumpherson as well. So Newborough, they'll be helping to bounce back this week, because it's still the league leaders going there. They'll be saying, oh, well, let that one by and let's start getting points in the bag.
Right, guys, let's have a quick look at the forthcoming fixtures, tomorrow's fixtures. We'll start with the Premiership through in the West. Auchinleck, Talbot against Kilwinning, you know, that's going to be a cracker, Rab, isn't it?
Tough game and a great game to look forward to, but I'll be honest, the Cumnock supporters will no thank me, but it's hard to see why a Talbot victory at Beechwood.
Aye, totally. John, Beath versus your favourite team, Kilburnie.
Yes, the derby of all derbies. They talk about the Talbot and Cumnock derby, but that's Beath, Kilburnie games. That's got everything usually, and I'll choose the words carefully because I'm quite sure there'll be Kilburnie people who are listening to what I'm going to say. Yeah. So I'll sit in the fence, that's a draw.
Sit in the fence, a draw. Cumbus Lang against your old team, Cumnock Grab. It's got to be a tough game, considering Paul McCauley's started the season pretty well, haven't he?
Paul's got a great squad of players. Paul's got a great squad of players there, but I'm going to go for Cumnock.
You can't go by them, can you? John, Clydebank against Hurlford.
Game of the day tomorrow, I think. Top versus second top. Two good sides, as I said. Hurlford 4-0 victory against Cambuslang last week. Clydebank getting that victory as well last week, 2-0. So. This will be a good test for Hurlford. Darren will realise how good his team is after tomorrow. If they come away tomorrow unscathed, there'll be a bit of catching on top of that division.
Aye. Irvine Meadow against Pollock. You would expect Pollock to do that, because Irvine Meadow have started pretty well this week.
Brian's going through a hard time. But you would expect Pollock to pick up the points. But you never know when a team's doing, you just never know when they might bite back. So
that's true.
You never know.
John, Kirtintilloch Rob Roy against Glen Afton. The Guy Meadows part's a tight part compared to Glen Afton's part. So are you looking for Kirtintilloch to take the points there?
Well, the way it's been happening recently for Southie, it's not been playing too well at home. So maybe getting a wee break away from him, because I don't know if the fans are starting to get on his back at home and it's not getting the players in the conference. I know there are a couple of... Boy, Marlow wasn't playing last week and he was on the touchline and there was a bit of abuse getting flung all sorts of ways. But Southie's an experienced manager and he'll manage. He'll get through it. But... Maxie, he'll be looking with the home advantage tomorrow to get 3 points.
Lars Thistle against Renfrew. Rab, Renfrew is one of the teams you just don't know what you're going to get.
No, I don't see much between the two teams, to be honest. Both playing the artificial surface. We actually play Largs in the West of Scotland Cup, so that's another game we'll look at closely.
Truin against Pearsall, I'll take that one. I think Pearsall's going to beat Truin. which your state of play, Johnny? You get many players injured, have you got them all back?
We've got them back for tomorrow, and it's selling. It seems to be top at 6 points, but I think that's about a six pointer already, because we're losing 2-1 to Hurlford, 1-0 to Cumnock, odd goal. At home we've really got to take the points tomorrow,
and Pearsall have not really started that well.
It's a good time to get them, I think, because I think Pearsall will progress. If we can play to our strengths tomorrow, I think we should get the result, but it's a difficult game.
Let's look at the Championship then quickly. Craigmark against Benburb. Rab,
I think Ben Burwell just shared that. Craig Mark got a good result yesterday, last week at St Rocks, so their tails will be up, but I just feel Ben Burwell will be too strong for them.
For them, aye. And let's look at Dol Rye against Girvan, John. A victory for Girvan?
I would say a difficult game. Dol Rye are starting out to be the draw specialist in that division. They've had three draws this season already, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're not a draw tomorrow. As I say, they're giving their new players in, but Gavin Friel's got a good side at Dol Rye, a lot of experience about them there. Look at players that Wee Cashmore up front can score goals, and a big Chris McGowan at the back who can defend. And so a difficult place for Girvan. This will give the Girvan management team a view to see how good their team have progressed, their new signings, getting that together, because it's a difficult place to Dol Rye at the best of time.
Well, guys, that's it now. There goes the final whistle on this show.
Rock Sport Radio, Scotland's only mix of rock and sport.